Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Adam Hemmings. The intensity of a fire burning in the Perth Hills has started to slow, but blustery winds are still a big concern for crews. An emergency warning remains in place for parts of Red Hill, Millenden, Herne Hill and Baskerville. DFS Incident Controller Murray McBride here on the ABC says as crews build containment lines, it may allow some evacuated residents to return home.
With the fire activity dying down, we will review that and hopefully we can get some people back in to their homes this afternoon.
A teenager is facing several charges over an incident at a Perth school. It's alleged the 13-year-old boy assaulted a student and a teacher in Shenton Park yesterday, then took the cash register from the canteen and tried to leave. Police say he was detained by staff until officers arrived. More funding is being set aside for crisis care services to improve the mental well-being of children and adolescents. The state government will spend nearly $47 million to set up new acute care response teams in Perth and the Great Southern. The Crisis Connect service will also be extended. One-bedroom modular homes are being used to help fix WA's social housing crisis. Four homes have been unveiled, which take just 12 weeks to build. Housing Minister John Kerry says they're designed for certain tenants, such as seniors.
Obviously, it's not for everyone, and we have to produce all different types of housing for our tenants' needs.
Briefly, Lottery West is trying to find the winner of a Wednesday night draw from March last year as time is running out for them to claim their prize. To sport, the WA cricket team is offering support for Cameron Bancroft, who's been ruled out of the Sheffield Shield final, which starts at the Wacker tomorrow against Tasmania. WA skipper Sam Whiteman says he's shocked a bike accident has left his teammate with concussion.
Obviously gutted for him. You know, he's done some heavy lifting this year to get it into a final, and he's been phenomenal over the last 5 years. So disappointing, but I'm glad he's okay.
And West Coast player Ryan Marrick has signed a two-year contract extension. He'll keep playing for the club until at least the end of the 2026 season.